This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report coming up right after this. For more than 25 years now, Greg Solier has been an agriculture meteorologist. That's his specialty. That's all he does. This isn't a hobby for Greg. And every weekend, he brings his skills to our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Greg not only looks at the week ahead, but every week now, in his segment sponsored by Syngenta, he looks 4 weeks in advance. By the way, his forecast indicates this cold weather will continue well into February. Catch Greg's forecast every weekend along with a market analyst that we talk to. Oh, and there's always that segment, Max's Tractor Shed, featuring somebody's favorite old antique tractor. You can catch us on some 120 local television stations and the RFD TV satellite and cable channel 4 times a weekend on RFD. Check your local listings. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. As we pull back up into positive temperatures, even shirt-sleeve temperatures over the next couple of days in much of the Midwest, we are dealing with what the record cold left behind. Broken pipes and potholes and all sorts of other inconveniences. One of the most memorable images I have of the cold weather this week came from Chicago, where transit workers set the rails on fire at switching junctions to keep the steel warm and movable when the switches were flipped before the trains came through. And another image is that of a horse stuck in a tree. It was about 20 below when the town marshal in Winfield, Indiana, found a horse, somehow got its front and back legs separated by the V of a large tree, high-centered there, if you will. A neighbor brought out a chainsaw, and about 45 minutes later, the horse was back in its barn. During the coldest of the cold, many people heard loud booming noises, the cracking of frozen underground water, which may sound bad, but a hydrologist with the USGS says they generally are not dangerous and only occasionally cause property damage. Max and about 10,000 of his friends are wrapping things up in New Orleans for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention. I wonder what they had for dinner there, huh? The NCBA released its 2019 policy priorities. First is fake meat. The NCBA wants to make sure the USDA monitors the fake meat producers, preventing false and deceptive advertising and marketing, and ensuring a level playing field for real beef. The second is trade and market access. The NCBA wants a bilateral trade agreement with Japan, wants NAFTA 2.0 approved, and wants more access to China, the UK, and the EU. Updated and credible dietary guidelines and regulatory reform are the other two priorities for the cattlemen and cattlewomen. Are you stocked up on chicken wings for the Super Bowl? Lots of people are. The National Chicken Council reports Americans will consume 1.38 billion chicken wings during Super Bowl weekend. That's a 2% increase from last year, 27 million wings more. Oh, and Kansas City Chiefs fans, I've got more bad news for your team. The state of Missouri claims the team owes $930 million in back taxes and penalties from a 2014 audit on the renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. Part of that audit found the team wrote off the cost of leotards for cheerleaders, something the tax people thought was stretching the rules a bit. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.